There's nothing like a presidential election year to remind us of how divided opinion can be in the United States. And it doesn't really take an election year anymore either. A Rogue Valley group that works to find common ground between people on opposite sides of issues hosts the screening of a movie on a very similar effort tomorrow evening at the Medford Library. Building Bridgers is the group. Undivide Us is the documentary. Marla Estes is the founder of Building Bridgers and our guest once again on the Jefferson Exchange. Marla, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
You bet. We have Christy Kendall with us as well, the director of Undivide Us. Welcome, Christy.
Thanks so much. So glad to be here.
And Marla, in case anybody thinks I'm mispronouncing it, it is Building Bridgers, not Bridges, right?
That's correct.
And talk about the goal of the organization, what you want to do with it.
Well, I found I've been working in the field since 2017, and I work personally on a really micro level. I found that if people weren't prepared and educated about human operating systems before they came to the table to be able to discuss issues a little more dispassionately. And one of the reasons I love the film that we're showing tonight is because it shows this in action. It shows actually people having conversations across pretty big divides.
Well, and as you point out on the website, this process is not necessarily about anybody crossing the bridge. In the bridge analogy, where do the two sides end up?
Well, that depends, because I find when we're less defended against ideas that we may have thought were oppositional, we're our minds open to conceive and perceive issues and other people in a whole different way. So, I mean, without being too esoteric about it, there's a kind of magic that happens when people get out of their ideological bunkers.
We've had several conversations over the years about getting people who do not agree politically to at least be civil to each other. A greater sense of urgency in that came with Donald Trump's election. Now that he's running again, do we have all the same issues with division, maybe more so than before?
Well, I can answer that both ways. It seems yes, but as also the movie shows, 80% of us are more purple than red or blue. We're forced by a two-party system to declare ourselves otherwise. But I can see it's ramping up, but I also see a growth of bridging efforts, or I prefer to call it depolarization at this point. For instance, with our movie and in other organizations that are springing up that are really doing good work. In fact, I'm working for one of them called Urban Rural Action.
Urban Rural Action. Oh, yes. We have talked to them before. In fact, I think that was the last time we talked to you was in that context, wasn't it?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Christy Kendall, the Undivide Us director, talk about your own journey in the realm of depolarization. Sketch it out for us.
Well, I really made this movie because I was terrified, basically, from where I was sitting. I had been a journalist for a long time. I was a producer at ABC News 2020 and then an executive producer at Fox News and Fox Business. And I was really worried about what I saw in terms of the world and around me and what that was going to mean for my kids. I felt like civil war was actually like on the table. So I started doing some research around it, and I come to find out exactly what Marla said, like that we actually are not as polarized as the media and the politicians would like us to think, but they are very much not incentivized, those institutions, to tell us the truth about our fellow Americans. And so the movie was really a journey in how do we then communicate the truth, which is that most Americans are not toxic. Most, even though we do have divisions about how we feel about how different issues should be addressed in this country, and those divisions are real, the toxicity isn't universal the way that the media and would often make us feel.
Undivide Us is the documentary showing tomorrow at the Medford Library. The gathering starts at 6:30, runs to 9 p.m. Movie discussion, some treats before that. It's a 73-minute film. Christy Kendall is the director. Marla Estes is the founder of Building Bridgers, which is bringing it in. And let's hear a clip of the trailer. Charlie, roll it.
Could you really get regular people from all kinds of different lives, really put them together and get them talking about hard stuff? Like, is that doable?
I think we should try.
We've got just a remarkable opportunity to kind of create something special that nobody's ever done before. We'll pick an issue. We know there's dozens of controversial issues, and then we'll go out and find people who are leaning one direction, and we'll find folks who are leaning the other direction.
leaning Democratic.
I'm independent.
I'm a moderate Republican.
Left of liberal by a good amount.
How deep does it go? Does the average person feel that anger all the time? Or is it the political elites who profit from anger and division? Are they the ones who are the problem?
Well, Ben, you're going to be bringing in some regular people and asking about some tough issues, and you're going to be there at the table with them.
If we don't get regular citizens talking again, disagreeing, and doing it respectfully, doing it way better than Washington does, it seems like there's a lot at stake if we don't figure that out.
That's a portion of the trailer.
Jump in together, my friend.
Sorry, portion of the trailer from Undivide Us there. Christy Kendall, who are the people we heard there, and what do you follow them doing?
So, I mean, a lot of them are just regular Americans, you know, the people who are Republicans, Democrats, leaning one way or the other. Ben Klutze is, he's the director of the Center for Pluralism at the Mercatus Center, actually, at George Mason University. He's one of the kind of the moderators of these conversations. And we follow them in pretty divided cities around the country, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, Phoenix, having really tough conversations around the toughest issues we could think of, you know, guns, immigration, abortion, the election, the environment, you know, things where people feel really passionate and emotional. And I think it's surprisingly what we found will make you feel more hopeful about the future of our country than anything else, which is, it's exciting.
Marla, this sounds a lot like what you've been doing for years. Has it gotten any easier over time?
Well, I've gotten a lot more relaxed about it, which makes it easier. And I also think, you know, the more any of us kind of de-escalate these tensions or depolarize within, the more that translates and kind of transmits to other people. So it's been tough, but it's been really so personally enriching to my characters as a person.
It sounds like the people who come through the door are motivated, but for every person who does come through the door at your events, are there 5, 10, 20 more people who want no part of them?
That's really hard to say. We have very good response. I've got 60 tickets that are registered as of this point. I also believe that some people will just walk in, which is fine. So I encourage anybody who's interested to just come, whether they've registered or not. So I can't tell who's not coming,
right.
But I can tell. I think, Jeff, is that people, if nothing else, they're getting really tired of gridlock. And I think that's motivating a lot of this new surge that I've seen in the last 6 months of bridging organizations and their efforts.
Christy, it's easy to fling abuse at someone when you're anonymous online. Do people act at least a little better in person in small groups?
I mean, it's actually one of the things that we recommend to people is to definitely try to make it a face-to-face thing, or at least a Zoom, you know. People online, there is this anonymity and a toxicity that we have to recognize. It's really unhealthy. It's unhealthy for us personally. It's unhealthy for our country. And it actually doesn't move us towards, you know, towards what we want, right? Which is like to be able to exist in civil society with our fellow community members and engage around the things that we really care about. So if we want to get more of that, you know, I think we have to be much more conscious consumers of our social media.
We're talking about depolarization in America. Christy Kendall made a film about that called Undivide Us. It's a 73-minute documentary showing tomorrow at the Medford Library, brought in by Building Bridges, where Marla Estes is the founder. If you've got a couple of comments or questions, get them in fast to jx@jeffnet.org. And I'm curious, Christy, how carefully were the people in the film, or how careful were the people who brought the groups together in the film at either screening participants or limiting numbers or otherwise taking steps to avoid screaming matches?
Well, we actually didn't try to kind of, we didn't pick people with the goal of avoiding screaming matches. We did try to, we picked people who said that they could at least imagine or have friends with people who they disagreed with. Like if you told us that you absolutely couldn't talk to anybody who disagreed with you without screaming, like that was an indication that you were probably part of that 20% of folks who who can't do this. But we did look for people who really legitimately disagreed about issues, because, you know, it's not very interesting to watch people talk if they don't care about something, you know. So we wanted this to be a reflection of really what's sincerely going on in this country. You know, people feel really strongly on both sides of the guns issues, for example. And so we really wanted people who were, you know, Second Amendment advocates and folks, and it actually turned out, we didn't know this at the time, but we actually had a woman in the same focus group whose her son's father had been killed by gun violence the month before. And those two people ended up having the most incredible conversation and actually developed kind of a friendship after the film. It was remarkable.
Well, you mentioned the media, and, you know, having been in this business mm-hmm. for 40 plus years, I know that, you know, conflict is always a great thing to play up here because it gets eyeballs and attention. But yeah. Who else benefits? Who gains from sharp divisions in American society, Christy?
I mean, the Team Red and Team Blue, you know, they have an entire machine built around the people who benefit from division. You know, they are funded by it. And it's more than just the politicians at the top, you know, it's the lobbyists and the media and the people who are pitching the media, and how extreme is it going to be? You know, how many clicks are you going to get? You know, all these things play a role. And I think that if that just all happens without our awareness of the truth of our fellow citizens, it can leave us with a really, really skewed vision of what America is. And that's what's scary. And that's what I'm trying to combat with this film. It's not trying to say think one way or think another way, but just kind of have some accuracy around who's around you in our society.
Marla Estes, I mean, if 80% of the people are purple, as you guys have said, that would indicate that a lot of people who come through the door are convinced there are more than just two simple sides.
I think that's true. Certainly, about half the people, I would say, that are signed up have been to my classes before. Mm. So in a beautiful way, they've already been primed. And I'm also doing a little slide set before the film to kind of give some things to be aware of. So I think it'll be a really great experience.
Okay, so that's part of the plan for the evening, is a little bit of a setup thing before the film even rolls?
Yes, just like 10 minutes mm-hmm. of saying, you know, the state of the polarized union, and exactly what Christy was saying. You know, it's less polarized than we think. So, you know, there's something about buying into a zeitgeist, but this is an illusion. And I think the more we can point out that we're actually what they call the exhausted majority, this has come out in studies and such, that are really not polarized. And my work especially, and it sounds like Christy's too, is about citizen to citizen. Mm-hmm. I don't talk in my classes about politicians or how to change politics or policies per se. But I think it's a grassroots movement, you know, with depolarizing within as individuals. And the misperception that Christy mentioned, there's also a great study called the Perception Gap, which is really robust, that shows mm-hmm. most of us think the other side is more extreme in their views than there are. And that's really important to understand, because we end up making very strong moral stands based on misperceptions. And as long as we're aware, like Christy says, that there is this going on, maybe we can't get outside of it yet, but we cease to be manipulated as much by it.
Christy, about 30 seconds left. I want to talk about Undivide Us, and its call to action. What do you hope people do after watching the film?
Well, I hope that they do exactly what Marla just alluded to, which is, like, make sure that you know people and are in community with people who think differently than you. It's one of the key ways that you can actually moderate your own potential for misperceiving people on the other side and hopefully give us all back our humanity, which is really the goal at the end of the day.
Undivide Us, a 73-minute film at the Medford Library tomorrow. The event starts at 6:30, runs till 9 p.m., brought in by Building Bridges, where Marla Estes is the founder. Thank you, Marla.
Thank you.
Christy Kendall is the director of Undivide Us. Christy, thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much.